This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid idiot. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You bet I took lessons. I believe in being an educated idiot. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Can't hurt. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Send them over here. I'm telling you, we need to make them crazy. Right? We need to make them hear stuff that they don't hear anyplace else. And I don't mind them making fun of me. It doesn't bother me at all. Some of you think it does. It doesn't bother me at all. Believe me, if you saw some of the stuff that comes at me, you wouldn't, anyway. Always, like I say, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. Let's head right over. Some of these stories you just love. You're not going to hear them anywhere else. Nobody's talking about them a lot. So, what was it, about a year ago? About a year ago, year and change. So President Obama touts that his, and this is the only real detailed story out there about this. President Obama keeps touting about how the economy's changing, people are doing better, you know, ever since he took office, after the first few years of downfalls he had, everything's been on the rise. Everything's been doing better. I hate to burst his bubble, but that's not true. And I'm looking for some of the more recent articles are, and I started looking at them, they're marked as, hey, the poverty level is on the rise or declining. It's the best it's been. What they should say is the poverty level is moving in the right direction. It's the best it's been under Obama. Not ever. This guy tries to make everything that he does look like he's the first one. We've got the most transparent administration in history, right? We've got more people in homes. He goes down the whole list of all the things that he's done that nobody else has done, right? So despite years of railing against the income inequality, the poor are no better off today than they were when President Obama took office. There's a little over 50 million Americans that were living below the poverty line, and a record 47 million of them, 13 million more than when President assumed office. Right? Food stamp usage is up. Now, the federal government defines the poverty line. Yeah, I'd like to find a government we could use here in the U.S. The government defines the poverty line as a family of four earning $23,000. Sweet Jesus. I don't know how you feed two people on $23,000. How do you live in a place, have a car, get to work for $23,000 a year? Ever since President Lyndon Johnson waged the war on poverty 50 years ago, we've done this show before. I'm not going to do it again. But before Johnson waged this war on poverty, we were doing away with poverty. And not that we'd ever get it totally gone. But things were actually getting better. And they were getting better from some of the most poorest places in the world, in the country, in the nation. And ever since he waged his war on poverty, it's been on the it's been on the increase. It's actually it works the opposite. That's why I get confused with the words. Right? It's actually worse and continues to get worse. And more people, when they jump on welfare and food stamps and that kind of stuff, why get off it? if the job that you're going to get pays less money. Anyway, the plight's been labeled with many catchphrases over the years, class warfare, income inequality, just to name a couple of them. But over those 50 years that he started all this mess, there's been virtually no change. Now, you got two generations. The poverty rate's fallen only to 15% from 19%. That's according to the New York Times. And the figure has stood at 15% for three consecutive years. The first time in nearly 50 years. You know, here's the other thing you got to keep in mind. If GDP doesn't get below at 2%, the way it's been put out, if GDP is at 2%, we maintain our current misery rate. That's the Joe Messina term, the misery rate. We maintain how people are living. So people are maxed out on credit cards. They've got two and three part-time jobs at home trying to keep make ends meet. They're not getting the benefits they used to get with a full-time job. That's what 2% brings you. 3% starts to pull you out of that. Companies start to invest in themselves again. Capital starts flowing again. People start working full-time with bennies. It's the first president in modern history that hasn't had a 3% GDP quarter. Now, the economy's not doing well. Companies aren't investing in themselves. People have more part-time jobs than ever before. However, we're led to believe that people are coming out. That's what they're trying to sell you. People are coming out of poverty. This can only work with government math. This cannot work. You know, this is like you getting a cut in pay and going out and buying a new car and saying everything's fine. Right? You can't bring more food in the house. You can't get another car. You can't redo the carpets. But there's so many things you can't do when the money's just not there. And here we have a president running around telling people how things are so much better now than they were when he took office. It isn't a partial lie. It's a blatant lie. He knows it's not a misspeak. It's not misinformation. Nobody in his department gave him, or in his administration gave him the wrong data. See, if the poverty rate is stuck at 15%, you're not getting better. Where in what planet does that become better? In 2007, the year before Obama took office, the poverty rate was 12.5%. That was 15% better. I'm confused. Hey, I'm Gomez, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Please answer the question.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Hey, listen, so appreciative to some of you who've been calling stations and I don't know, writing the stations, calling the stations, what have you. We are getting calls from stations all across the country. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate that so much. If you're up in the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, read our, we've got, I don't know, maybe a dozen writers up there that post stories up on the website. A lot of good stuff up there as well. Same thing here. If you're live on Facebook or if you're a Facebook person, you can catch us live on Facebook as well. A lot of smart people. The smarter people in the Facebook chat room, too. I guess you don't call that a chat room, do you? What do you call that? A feed? A feed. Yeah, I'm the old white guy. Can you tell? I don't know the difference between a a feed and a tweet and a Tumblr and a Insta whatever, and I don't care. As long as you guys are happy with it and it helps you out, good for you. Anyway, so we were talking about how this beautiful, this wonderful program for to get people out of poverty has done absolutely nothing for 50 years. And you know, it's a perfect government plan. Is it not? It's a perfect government program. You just keep throwing money at it. And even though the stats bear out that it doesn't work, it's probably because we have not thrown enough money at it, right? I mean, isn't that what it boils down to? And my best example, the one I love to give all the time, and I'm not beating on my people in New Jersey, I'm really not, you know, I wish you guys all the best. But in the school district I'm in, we spend about $6,000 a child a year to educate a child, which is not enough money as far as I'm concerned, but it's what we get, okay? We have some of the best schools in the state. Now, maybe that's not saying much for California, but let's leave it at that. We've got some of the best schools in the state. We've got kids graduating going to some of the best schools in the country after they graduate from here. In New Jersey, they spend $27,000 per child. Yeah, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money, right? That's what, four? I didn't do well in fractions, but that's about four times what we spend. Okay, they've got some of the highest dropout rates in the country. So I know I'll make a few union people shudder right now. All right, but here's the bottom line with it. It's not the money. It's the teachers. And no. Not all teachers are bad. This is not what I'm saying. But good teachers who won't allow us to fire bad teachers, you're just as bad as they are. You're part of the mix. You're the reason. Look, if education can lift us out of poverty, stop throwing all the darn money at food stamps and start throwing the money at education. And I don't mean a boatload of money. I mean clean up education. Let's get the kids in good facilities where they can learn, where they can be safe. Okay? Let's get them in uniforms because they've proven over and over again, the kids who wear uniforms, when they don't have to worry about all that other stuff, it's less that they fight about less. Right, they're less self-conscious about what they're wearing. Let's get them good books to learn on. Huh, what do you think about that? It's a crazy idea, don't you think? Let's give teachers incentives and bonuses. You know, you can't in the government, you can't get a bonus, so to speak. But let's work out some kind of incentive plan. And yes, you can grade. You can find a way to see how a teacher is doing, an educator is doing with his or her class. You want to get people out of poverty? Educate them. You know what? I bet you if we would educate these people better, and I don't, when I say these people, I have nobody in particular in mind, just the people who need help. Right? You'd watch poverty take care of itself. You'd watch crime rates go down. Why? Because if there's no poverty, or if people aren't feeling like they're being screwed, and they've got two brain cells to rub together, they actually have an IQ you can measure, you'll see a lot of this stuff start to go away on its own. My son has already said he has no problem with me doing this with him, but my youngest son was having issues in school. And it's not just mine, right? I mean, there's other kids out there who have those problems. The bottom line with it is this. He couldn't read. He was ignorant. He was getting ready to walk into the poverty mindset. This was going to be his life. Couldn't read. So he acted out in class. He did all kinds of other stupid stuff to draw the attention away from the fact that he couldn't read. Did I say he couldn't read? Okay. Once we taught him how to read, we had to take him, we took him away from the public school system, not out of school. We brought him somewhere else so they would, where they had a class for him to learn how to read. And once he got back up to the reading levels, guess what happened? His grades got better. His attitude got better. I won't say he became a perfect child because I don't know of any perfect child except for my brother Dean. He's sad. Anyway, so you get these kids educated. You get them excited about doing something. You help them find their passion in a career type of program. This stuff goes away. But you know what the education system does? You want to talk about real racism? The education sits back and says, he's in the black community, so he's going to need extra money because we're going to have to teach him more. We're probably going to have to feed him because there's no real good food and nutrition. And I'm going by things I know from being a school board member. We put these kids in categories, and sometimes it is based on their color, and sometimes it is based on their ethnicity. We preconceive what we think where they're going to end up. Boy, that's good, isn't it? You know, you guys, we have Corey Duncan on the show every Tuesday night, a married black man from Baltimore. His mom's a federal judge. The woman worked two jobs for him and his brother to be able to go to a decent school. They grew up in a very poor part of town. He remembers his mother saying, I'm doing this so you guys don't end up like those hoodlums. His words, not mine. You want to write something nasty, write it to him. I'm not interested. I've gotten to the point now with very little of that stuff. I don't care. But she refused to let them, she said, God bless that woman. She refused to let them become a number. She refused to let them become part of that whole mindset that young black, listen, the words of Hillary Clinton, okay, that young black men are super predators. She refused to let them fall into that kind of thinking or under that umbrella. And now she got two great young boys. And now she's a judge. She went back to school herself, and she's a judge now. So don't give me this garbage that America's against the black community or the Hispanic community or the Asian community or whatever it is. It's wrong. And in the education world, yeah, we have so many programs that are tailored around ethnicities and socioeconomic groups. They're not working. We have a 15%, right? We have had a 15% poverty rate for years. It's not working. When a poverty rate fluctuates up and down between so many percent, it's not working. The year before Obama, I know, I'm sorry, guys, I beat it up, but the year before Obama took office, it was 12.5. It's been as high as 19% since he's been in office. I'm sorry. What's doing better? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I think, oh, I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, being up on Facebook. Any way you can get a hold of the show, as far as I'm concerned, is good. Yeah, and I do appreciate it. If you want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. A lot of you communicating through email and on the website email. Always. I will try to get back to you. It takes me a day or two, but I will always try to get back to you. All right, so now that I've totally, like, thoroughly bummed you out... with the poverty levels in this country. I mean, look, to prove to you that people aren't paying attention, how can you have 94 million Americans? I've done this math. You didn't have to take off all your socks and shoes for this. Okay, let's just think this through with me. You have, give or take, 350 million Americans, right? Or I'll put it this way. You have, give or take, 350 million people living in this country, right? And let's say, I've done this before, let's easily say you take 75 million of those away because those are kids, people under 16, really necessarily not going to work, that kind of stuff. Right? Not expected to. What's that leave us with? Like 275 million people. Right? And then we have 95 million people, or 94 million, let's not push it, out of work. Right? What's that bring us down to? 185? And then we have, I don't know, another, it's not even worth mentioning, but you got 185 million people that are carrying everybody else. They're carrying the people on welfare. They're carrying the people that are on unemployment, on disability. Now, I know we pay into disability insurance, but it's our insurance. I mean, the government isn't like an insurance company. That takes the money, they invest it in other things, so they make money back on their money. All the government does is take your tax money from one bucket and put it in another bucket. They don't invest it in anything. The only investments going on right now with this government is the investments they're making in the stock market so it doesn't tank and make this president look like a major league loser. That's the only difference. And some of you Dems on the left who listen to the show, you take notes. You know, I heard today about one guy that was transcribing what I'm saying. Dude, Let me make it easy for you. It's all over the internet. You know that little Dragon program? If you, they have free versions of that. So you can play my audio into that Dragon thing, and it'll transcribe it for you. There you go. I'm saving you some more work. How do you like that? Now you don't even have to listen to it. You can just play it and read it later. Anyway. So, you know, back to what I'm saying. If you put the numbers together, you can figure this out. 185 million people. How can they pay for the welfare that's going on? The refugees that are brought in. I mean, oh I know how to go. Oh, never, stupid me. What was I thinking? Let's just kick the vets to the curb. That's how we pay for it. We just stop paying for our vets. That's all. Let's not give our police departments the equipment they need. That's all. Then we don't have to give our active military because we're already spending too much money for them, you know. That's always what you hear a loon on the left. Always says the same thing the first time. Right? You know, we're the only country in the world that spends X amount of percent on our GDP on military. Yes, I do know that. I have no problem with it. You know why? Because we're protecting other countries who've asked for it, who we have treaties with, who give us things in order, because we protect them. I'm okay with that. We have been the world's peacekeepers. And because of our strength over the years, it's because we've only had really, really only had two major attacks by loons from outside this. Outside of our own country. Can I still say Japan? The Japanese bombed us at Pearl Harbor? Is that still politically correct? Well, if it's not, just write me a note and I'll throw it away and tune somewhere else. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, okay? And the Muslim extremists took down the Twin Towers and killed 3,000 people here on this, on our earth, our soil, our ground. Right? This isn't brain surgery. You don't need a college education. You don't even need to count past all your fingers and toes. This is not hard to figure out. So when you put all these numbers together, again, I'm going to keep saying it, 185 million people. And think about something. The government considers you hired. You have a job if you're an attorney that's flipping burgers. Maybe you got two or three part-time jobs. You're flipping burgers, right? You're considered gainfully employed by the federal government. I mean, think about everything that this government did to, you know, help people stay in homes or to get money back to them. That we've got illegals that are getting money. I did that story a couple of nights ago about how the people here illegally are getting earned income credits. Are we serious? They're paying nothing into the system, but they're getting something out of it. How does that work? It works because Oblamo is in office. That's how it works. All right, let's see. Another crazy one. I these stories I love. I'm a sick man, but I love these stories. Here's a... I talked about this the other night. You know, you want to talk about racism, right? You want to talk about fixed sports goods, sports games and such like that? Basketball, mostly black. Yeah, get over yourself, right? Football, mostly black. Hockey, almost all white, right? Come on, think about it. Almost all white, right? Baseball, I don't know. Mix, maybe? I'd have to look up the stat for that. I don't know. But, see, I don't watch sports. And you guys know what my beef is about sports, right? I'm not going to help somebody put $16 million in their pocket because they got another viewer watching sports and they have them come out and take a knee. This is why I've never had a respect for this. There are players over the years I've had respect for, yes. But sports as a whole, not there with you. And to prove my point, another Major League Baseball player, speaking to USA Today, said that, hey, baseball is a white man's sport. The problem with this is he's a black man who earned $16 million this year. If it's a white man's sport, what is the next guy in line make? If you're white, you're playing the same way he is, what are you making, $25, $30 million? No wonder the tickets are $75 a ticket. How do you take your kids to these games? What do you, skip a mortgage payment? Seriously, I have four children. How am I going to take them to a baseball game? Do I leave the wife at home and then put one kid in a bag or something and bring him in like he's luggage? How does it work? In hopes of recruiting the type of baseball player who will protest the national anthem, Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles, there's a beautiful town too. Listen, I'm not putting down Baltimore, but let's give some thought here. You guys just ripped that place apart. Right? You burnt up your own city. When you weren't even, it makes absolutely no sense. And that's why I love having our mad black man from Baltimore on, because he tries to straighten me out with this stuff. But Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles gave that line and others to USA Today's baseball writer Bob Nightingale. After retelling the sad tale of a recent stadium protest, the relevant part of Nightingale's article begins. The player goes on to say, perhaps someone is quietly sitting in the dugout bench or even lingering in the clubhouse until the national anthem is over, but no one has publicly made their intentions known. Why? We already have two strikes against us. Baltimore Orioles All-Star Center fielder Adam Jones told USA Today Sports, so you might as well not kick yourself out of the game. In football, you can't keep them out. You need those players. In baseball, they don't need us. He's right. If you're anti-American, we don't need you. Matter of fact, we don't want you. It's really that simple. Baseball's a white man's sport, he said. Indeed, African-Americans comprise 68% of the player population in the NFL, 74% in the NBA. I just told you this, and actually that NFL number's low. That number's just 8% in baseball, with only 69 African-Americans on opening day rosters and disabled lists this season. Point actually argues against Jones. The premise that a larger number of black players means greater freedom to protest would mean that the NBA, with 74% of their players being African-American, by far the greatest percentage of all major league sports, would out-protest the NFL, but they don't. You know why? Because the NBA actually has a rule in their CBA that says that requires all players to stand for the national anthem. And when they're playing against a Canadian team, they have to stand for both the American and Canadian anthems, because it's only respect. The NFL doesn't have this rule. Now, the writer goes on to say, whether you agree or disagree with Kaepernick's method of to draw attention to the inequities in this country, Jones is dismayed how the public views Kaepernick's compared to 49 teammates. Go ahead, check out the difference in coverage since Kaepernick sat during the national anthem compared to his teammate Bruce Miller. Miller was arrested last week and charged with aggravated assault, elder abuse, threats, battery against a 70-year-old man, and his 29-year-old son. You know what? Stand-up citizen, yeah. Well, you know, that's the other thing, too. Will you stop supporting these sports teams when they have a bunch of degenerates on them? This is your fault. Yeah. This is your fault. You pay that $75 ticket, you're paying into it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute, I promise.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came
up. We are back.
Almost a draft. He's in the army.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me tonight. I do, you know what, I do appreciate and understand that you guys have got lives to live and you've tuned in here tonight. I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate your comments. I don't care whether we're on, I really don't. I do not care whether we're on the same side or not. I only care that you're willing to have an open and honest conversation with me. I'm willing that you're willing to talk to me about what's going on in a fair and honest manner, that you're not just spewing the party line. I got to tell you guys, that's like a red hot rod you stick in my head when you do that. If you're just spewing what the pastor says, the rabbi says, what your party says, it makes me crazy. Anyway, I don't know if you were here. I don't even know if I talked about this the first hour. But I wrote, you know, I do a weekly piece up on the website, therealside.com. It's a longer piece than the rest of them. So you actually have to read it for like 3 minutes. And It's not a quick soundbite. But somebody had wrote me a nice little email about something I said in there. And it hadn't hit me as hard. I guess it hadn't hit me as hard as it hit them. When Billy Clinton was making fun of Donald Trump about the, and I'll get back to the other story in a minute. When he was making fun of Donald Trump and said that his message, let's make America great again, well, the white Southerners knew what he meant. And it meant to the white Southerners that we would bring the, money back, the economy back to where they would be, you know, the string pullers, if you would. And we'll move those other people back down the totem pole. Well, he forgot he used it. We all know about that part. But let's go a little deeper for a second. So what he's saying is that the Southerners are still racist. That's why we had to get rid of the flag, right? We have to get rid of any semblance to that Confederate flag because that keeps them as racists. And he's saying that they're all racist down there, and they want the good old South back again. They want slavery back again. They, you know, because they understand that secret code. Is there a ring? I don't know. Is there a like on Star Trek? Is there like a universal translator for white supremacists? Or is it just translate differently when it leaves a Democrat's mouth or a Republican's mouth? But it's true. You know, I wrote a piece. You can go check it out on the website, therealside.com. This piece is called The Memory of the Left is at Best Fuzzy. And again, I call out some of the things that Bill Clinton did. But it's the reality. I mean, think about, it falls right in line with what they always think. Come on, guys. Think about something here. The blacks can't do anything for themselves, right? And come on. You can't ask for ID, voter ID, because the black areas of town will be kept from voting. That's what affects the most. Because apparently they don't know how to get in a car, on a bus. And don't tell me they don't, because those are free in some states. They'll give you the IDs for free. So the Dems believe that the black community has no way to figure out how to get an ID. How is that not racist? They don't say the same thing about the white community. They don't say the same thing about the Asian communities. They specifically say it'll keep African Americans from voting. I'm just confused. You know me. I get confused easy. And it's the same thing with some of the other things that they come down with. Like this. Like, making America great again means, according to Billy, it means bringing America back to when we had slavery, when the blacks didn't matter, and so we have to protect the blacks because they can't protect themselves. Right? Maybe you should look up the history and find out the blacks were becoming a voting bloc. They were getting power. This is what I was telling you about the time of LBJ when he signed his whole poverty bullpucky bill. Come on, think about this. One of the reasons he signed his Civil Rights Act, what did he say to his compadres? We have it. We have it as historical fact. We've got to pass this bill. They're getting stronger. They're becoming more blacks than there are whites in these cities. And if we don't do this, or if we do this, I'll have the blacks voting for us for the next 200 years. If we don't do this, we're outvoted. We're done. And if you look over the years, look how many black Americans have been voted into Congress, voted into the Senate, that are Republicans. But didn't become a Republican afterward. I'm talking about, or a Republican going in. And look how much effort was put to keep them from going in. What are they afraid of? Seriously. All right, let me finish this one up real quick. The NFL story, sports story, right? And here's, I want to be clear. Some of you won't agree with me, but I want to be clear with this. I'm not having a problem with a guy not standing, okay? You want to sit on the bench? You want to sit in the dugout? That's fine. That is what freedom of speech covers. Totally disrespectful. Shouldn't be paid the money he's paid. I get all of that. He's got a right. You guys on the right that are constitutionalists, either freedom of speech applies to him or it doesn't. It either applies to everybody or it doesn't. However, the owner's freedom of speech is to let him go. The owner's freedom of speech is not to pay him that $16 million. Rewrite their contracts. Figure this out. Make it so these guys... I mean, his career is over from what I understand at this point. All right? And these things at the NFL, I don't even know how to deal with some of this stuff. I can't believe it. These guys that are caught on film beating up their girlfriends. You know what? Let's get something straight. Only cowards, only male cowards beat up women. Really that simple. Come beat on me. You want to hit your girlfriend? Come over here. Hit me. I'm not afraid of you. I don't really care. I mean, think about this. The lowest of the low. Actually, they're right down there with child molesters. Because, I mean, that's like the lowest cowardly level you can get to. Do you understand? And speaking of child molesters, here's another piece of human garbage that needs to be taken out. Did you guys hear about the story in New Mexico where the mother solicited men? She went after men to sexually assault her daughter. This is court records. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, the mother of a 10-year-old New Mexican girl was found dead and dismembered, told police she looked for men online and at work to sexually assault her daughter, according to the search warrants obtained by the local news source. Michelle Martins told police that she had set up encounters with at least three men before the girl was drugged, raped, and killed last month. What a piece of work, huh? The single mother told investigators that she didn't set up... Well, where is this? What have we done to society? Yeah, I say we. What have we done to society? You know, being on a school board, my biggest complaint... Now, I'm outspoken. People know who I am. I take a lot of slack for the things that I stand for. My biggest complaint is you parents only show up after we take the vote. You're not there to support us on the front end. You're not there to help maybe push a different process or project. No, you show up later on. And we have all the loons on the left yelling at us the night of the vote. Never anybody from the right. And don't give me that stuff, you have to work. Because 94 million Americans are out of work. We'll find some of them to show up. Single mother told investigators that she didn't set up the sexual assaults for the money, but did it because she enjoyed watching. Remember I told you, this is a piece of human scum here, okay? It's unclear how long she had been arranging meetings before Victoria Martin's death, or if police had identified any of those men. Police found the girl's dismembered body inside of the apartment she shared with her mother. Now, this was the day when the girl was supposed to celebrate her 10th birthday. Now, here's the other thing I want to say to you guys. Are you telling me no neighbors knew what was going on? Nobody in the family, no neighbors, nobody around them. Are you really going to sit there and honestly try to tell me nobody saw something weird here? What do you think about that? No, somebody saw it, and they should be just as guilty. You let a child go through that, you see that child, you see that downtrodden look, you know something's up. You know something's up. If you don't open your mouth because you're afraid they're going to label you with something, keep your nose out of other people's business. Remember that as kids? No. Get your nose and stuff. When you see a child that probably looked like that child did after a while, you have to say something. You're obligated to say something. As a human being, you should say something. And don't be afraid of what they're going to call you. Martin's attorney, Mark Ernest, did not immediately return phone calls to the news group. Martin's 35 told investigators that one of the men she solicited was a co-worker. Two others she met online, including Gonzalez, 31. He was to be the last. Martin's told police that she used a dating website, plenty of fish to look for. Plenty of men who wanted to sexually assault Victoria. I'm telling you, what is that? What is that? WW2, the big wrestling guys? WWE. So here's what you do. You take these molesters, okay, and you tell the WWE guys they can be charged with nothing. They get 10 minutes in the sphere with these guys, and they can be charged with nothing. And whatever punishment that person doles out, that's what that person has to live with. What do you think? Like my idea? I like it. Hey, I'm Joe, the senior host. I really appreciate the time you guys spent with me tonight. I always do. I appreciate the comments. You can reach me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It is an important year, people. Don't ever stop fighting. Don't give up. and keep pushing forward. Have a great rest of the day.